Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Yes, so happy to be back here with you again. Welcome to the Soul Lounge. We've turned the lights down, we're pouring the drinks, and I've got a ton of new music for you today. Something that I don't usually do, these back-to-back new songs, but so many people have released new music over the past couple of weeks. I think it's time for you and I to get acquainted with the latest from John Legend, the latest from Ashanti. I've got new music from Usher. I've got the new one from Michael Jackson. That's right, featuring Justin Timberlake. But I also have some old school from Aretha Franklin featuring Lauryn Hill. Do you remember that one? Because it's coming up. Plus, classic hip-hop as we celebrate the life of, a DJ that really influenced me, made me dance, and hopefully will do the same for you as well. But we are going to start off with Oscar award-winning actress and singer Jennifer Hudson. Of course, we know her from American Idol. She didn't win, but she is certainly winning now. Her sophomore album coming out. She's got a new single featuring Timbaland, and we're going to start off with it. It's called Walk It Out, as we keep things moving. Well, we started moving right here inside the Soul Lounge.
Hey, you must have the right producer with the know-how putting tracks together.
Get out of here.
tracks together on a good recording.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
My grandmother had a tidy room, a room awaiting the arrival of someone special, a room filled with doilies and blown glass fish ornaments, crystal sherry glasses freshly dusted, mahogany wood polished to a shimmering reflective shine, encasing an antiquity of crockery, displayed to let it be understood how well one understands etiquette and the manner of the manners that house such finery. Yeah, now, that's a woman. Queen, woman, she, I, queen. Now, my grandmother was Jamaican, from the hills of St. Anne to the smog of Thornton Heath, original Windrush crew, Garveyites, knowing themselves and creating the reality to influence in real time the minds of those in past ages and ages to come. Visionary, yeah. That's a woman. She, I, queen, woman, she, I, queen. My grandmother was inspired and influenced by the queen. Cashmere cardigan and delectable wallpaper come together to make merry of the gold-framed coronation picture of a young woman, chosen by fate to become the majesty of a nation, selected by themselves to rule the world. That's woman. She. I. Queen. Woman. She. I. Queen. The matriarch. The zero space from whence we came. We families evolve in horizontal, vertical, and diagonal lines of sacred geometry. We are many perspectives of an eternal parable, connecting in a kaleidoscope of titles. Who we are to each other is how we are. We are the dreams of our ancestors and the myths of our descendants. We are none more valuable than each other, for we are all each other in reflection. The fruit which bears the fruit, which bears the fruit of its own kind. Born upon the branches of the magnificent tree of life, ever replenishing. That's woman. She. I. Queen. Woman. She. I. Queen. Made in the image of the mother, no other. We cannot be tamed, so I'd advise that you refrain from trying, as you'll just force us into lying and supplying your ego with the comfort needed to mislead. Please, please, please don't misread that which I speak. No, I am woman. She. I. Queen. Woman. She lady luck, she mother, and how blessed I am to be made in the image of her. Woman, yeah, she, I, queen, ha. Woman, she, I, queen.
Her album Rise of the Phoenix Mermaid, that was the Flowicist, otherwise known as Natalie Stewart, with Woman. That's spelled W-O-M-Y-N. for those of you who may be looking for it online. Of course, as you know, the Flowis is one half of the former duo Flowetry. She's originally from the UK. But if you listen to that carefully, she talks about her Caribbean roots, the story, the poetry, actually, throughout that entire album is really an ode to womanhood and her grandmother in particular. So pick that one up. It's a little different than her other projects in that there's a lot more spoken word in it, but it is hot nonetheless. Speaking of hot, one of the hottest, Mariah Carey, you know, she's got a new album out. We've been talking about it for quite some time. There's been a lot of speculation, or at least there was, that she may pull what is now known as a Beyoncé. So if you ever hear anyone talk about an artist pulling a Beyoncé, essentially what they're talking about is an artist who decides to release an album with no promotion. You have no idea what any of the artwork is going to look like. You don't know the name of the album. You're just sitting at home by your computer one day and your best friend retweets that such and such has released an album. That is now a Beyoncé. So Mariah Carey says that she's going to pull a Beyoncé, which in and of itself means she hasn't pulled a Beyoncé, because you're not supposed to say you're going to surprise someone. But it was all a farce anyway, because we found out that her album, which is going to be called Me, I Am Mariah, The Elusive Chanteuse, will be released on May the 27th. She has already released a single from that album too, actually. And here is another. This is called You're Mine, right here inside the Soul Lounge.
Suffocating here by myself, dying for your touch. Springtime eyes that get you every time, and I just can't seem to give you up your mind.
Like love.
Music is the language of the soul.
Your makeup just so. Guess you don't know that you're beautiful. Try on every dress that you own. You were fine in my eyes a half hour ago. And if your mirror won't make it any clearer, staring. Tell all of these boys that wasting their time, stop standing in line, 'cause you're all mine. And this evening I won't let the feeling die. I never want to leave your side. Out of all of the girls, you're my tonight. Ain't nobody in the world but you and I.
Can't you just tell that John Legend is in love? You know, every song that he's released since marrying his wife, Christine Teigen, I believe is her name, in 2013, it's just been these beautiful love songs. That is his latest. It is called You and I, Inside the Soul Lounge. It's from his album, Love in the Future. By the way, congratulations are due to John Legend. He landed his very first number one song on the American Billboard Hot 100 chart. So although we've known and loved and appreciated his music in the urban community for quite some time, and he's always been at the top of my list in terms of male R&B crooners were concerned, now at least the rest of the United States, and I imagine it's probably the same wherever you are, is recognizing him as the true talent he is. So again, that song, You and I, Nobody in the World. All right, we're going to go back now, if you don't mind, to 1998. So here's why. I did an interview recently, and whenever I do interviews, if you've heard any of them, you know that I'm always asking artists, like, which artists do you do this to? Which artists do you listen to when you're cleaning the house or when you're doing that or when you're doing this? And I started to ask myself these questions. These are the things I do when I sit around without anything else better to do, ask myself questions, and I answer them. And I said, you know, I listen to Lauryn Hill quite a bit, no matter what I do, but I don't just listen to Lauryn singing Lauryn. I love to listen to that music that was produced in and around the time she was working with other artists, and this song immediately popped into my head. Again, it's from 1998. This is Aretha Franklin, produced and joined by Lauryn Hill. It's called A Rose Is Still a Rose. A little old school for you inside the Soul Lounge.
Old school soul.
Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt deeply because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in his sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, welcome back to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. As promised, we got tons of new music coming up for you in this half as well. I've got the latest from Ashanti. We've got the latest from Usher and American Idol, the most recent American Idol winner, Candace Glover, probably the first American Idol winner in years. And I mean years, that I was really excited to see release an album here, So I've got the single from her album that I like the most, plus an artist that you may or may not have heard of. We've played her group before here inside the Soul Lounge, but now she is out on her own as a solo artist. I absolutely love her voice. Her name is Navasha Dias, so she's coming up as well. But as you know, I always start the second half off with the hip-hop cut. And remember I was telling you about those questions I asked artists, like, who do you work out to? Who do you clean the house to? You know, what's on your slow jams tape? That kind of thing. Well, when I'm on the treadmill working out, I guarantee you at some point before I am done, this next song plays, especially now since, unfortunately, Easy Rock, DJ Easy Rock, originally from Harlem, New York, passed away last month in April. Only 46 years old. We don't know why or what happened, but we do know that this next song that he was on, along with Rob Bass, was one of the 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all, according to Rolling Stone magazine. This is DJ Easy Rock, Rob Bass. It's called It Takes Two.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Don't need anyone, 'cause I'm raw, just always about things that makes you get weary. Don't hear me, just hear me out, cause I got the clout. Shout before I turn the party out. I won't start up, project my voice, speak clearly, so you can be my choice on stage or on record. Go to the Wiz and select it. Take it off the rack, give it back to the back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No. Oh, cause Robin's in the front, Easy Rockin's on the back up. We're not soft, so you better just slack up. Cause I'm cool, calm just like the breeze. Rock the mic with the help of Easy Rock. On the set, the music play. Only cuts the records that I say.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
Love never felt so fine.
Michael Jackson, along with Justin Timberlake. That's called Love Never Felt So Good inside the Soul Lounge. It is from his new album, new but kind of old. It's called Escape. Now, this is a fascinating album because of the process. So let me explain to you what this new album will be. It will be, or it is, a collection of, I believe there are 8 tracks that include just Michael's vocals that are produced, the music, everything around it, produced by a number of producers, including Timbaland, who worked on That Cut, Antonio L.A. Reid, who was sort of the head producer on the project, Rodney Jerkins, and J-Rock. So these are some of the biggest producers in R&B and hip-hop music right now. Now, the song you just heard, the vocals for that were recorded back in 1983. So that was like Thriller time when that was recorded. That's why Mike sounds so young. And then the producer just came in and built a completely different rhythm around the melody and put in all the bells and whistles. And that's what each of the songs will be when the album is released. And so the vocals will be from like 1983 to 1999. So you'll actually hear a progression of each of those songs. Honestly, if you're a Michael Jackson fan, and who in the world is not, this is going to be, if nothing else, the most fascinating project that I think we'll get out of all the posthumous stuff that comes out in and around him. So anyway, again, that's called Love Never Felt So Good, Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Ashanti has a new album out as well. I listened through the whole thing, and this is the cut. This is the Shauna Renee hit pick. It's called 3 Words. You're listening to The Soul Lounge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you.
Music is the language of the soul.
Say, let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for our shit, baby. Watch this. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. It's 5 in the morning. Kush is rolling while she making staking eggs. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't, don't. No problem. At 5 in the morning, we can only be about to do one thing. So the devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you blow my mind. You pull it up and you open by. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper, cause she's such a good kisser. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
This girl, she my hero. Get it, hero, hero. Pesos
racing in. I ain't wanna check off either.
I'm staring. Your barrel, pull the trigger,
chitty chitty bang.
Yeah.
I told her the devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you my mind. You pull it out, then you open by. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think I got a winner, could be a keeper, cause she's such a good. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
The latest from Usher, that's called Good Kisser, inside the Soul Lounge. That is the first single off of what will be his 8th studio album. That's going to be dropping in stores this summer, so you might want to check that out. Usher also has a movie coming out. He's been really busy. Definitely a judge on The Voice. Before that, we heard music from Ashanti's latest album. That's called 3 Words. And listen, I'm giving you lots of new stuff. If you like any of it, you got to tweet me and let me know, because I'll play it again at VOA Lady DJ is where you can find me on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one. So I've got even more new music. This one coming from Candace Glover. She is the winner of the 12th season of American Idol. Her new album is called Music Speaks, and it is out now. And as is usually the case with American Idol winners, they kind of get with these legendary producers who have been in the business for years, and they produce something that's kind of down the middle of the road. Just really the music sort of sparse, and it is it gives them an opportunity to showcase their voice. And that's exactly what she is able to do on the album. But I think this cut really stands out. So this is another Lady DJ pick. It's called Die Without You from her Music Speaks album, her debut album. This is Candice Glover inside the Soul Lounge.
That's how strong my love is that I have for you. No, I ain't never letting go. If so, baby, put me in my bed. Hey, you're my purpose, you're all that I know. You're gone. I'll die without you.
Candice Glover from her album Music Speaks. That was Die Without You inside the Soul Lounge. Again, that is from her first album, her debut album. She is the most recent winner of American Idol. Did you know that she's actually the first female winner since Jordan Sparks won back in 2007? And she went to three seasons worth of casting before she was actually chosen to be on the show. And then boom, here she is, a winner. And I think that is just a testament to never giving up. When it's not your time, it's not going to happen. But when your time comes, then you know what? It is for you. And speaking of time coming, the time has come for us to shut the doors to the Soul Lounge. But just for this week, we will be back again. And I will have all of your favorite R&B, neo soul, and hip hop music. And you can contact me again anytime via Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, or you know, you can contact me email at musicmix@voanews.com. I love reading your emails as well. All right, so let's see, what should we listen to as we head on out? How about Michelle and Degale Chella? I don't think we've heard anything from her on the show, and she definitely is one of the premier instrumentalists and songwriters and voices of the neo soul movement. So Bittersweet will take us out. It is bittersweet every time I say goodbye. I will see you soon. Please continue to take care of yourselves and each other. Love you to life. Peace.